The ministry gifts of the Holy Spirit are specific apostles. They are commissioned by the resurrected Lord to establish the church and the original message of the gospel. The general apostles are any messenger commissioned as a missionary or for other special responsibilities. The prophets are those who speak under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, bringing a message from God to the church, and whose main motivation and concern were the spiritual life and the purity of the church. The evangelists are those gifted by God to proclaim the gospel to the unsaved. The pastor is someone who is chosen and gifted to oversee the church and care for the spiritual needs in the church. The teacher is someone who is gifted to clarify and explain God's word in order to build up the church. The deacon is someone who is chosen and gifted to render practical assistance to members in the church. The helper is someone who is gifted for a variety of helpful needs. The administrator is someone who is gifted to guide and oversee the various activities of the church. The giver is someone who is gifted to give freely of their resources to the needs of God's people. And the comforter are those people who are gifted to give comfort by acts of mercy to people who are in distress in the church. Those are the ministry gifts of the Holy Spirit. The ministry gifts of the Holy Spirit come only from the Holy Spirit. Ministry gifts do not come from seminary. Ministry gifts have nothing to do with theology. Ministry gifts do not come from an academic, intellectual, religious institution. Ministry gifts come by way of the Holy Spirit. If anyone is operating in what they call a ministry gift, but the Holy Spirit is not a witness to the gift that they say that they have, that's an imposter. They do not have a ministry gift from the Holy Spirit. They have a man-made gift that they insert into the church. And you have to beware and you have to pay attention. You always have to be talking to the Holy Spirit to make sure that righteousness is taking place within the church, and the men and women who are operating in a ministry gift operate in the righteousness of God's Spirit.